Yeah.
The Vice President, Mr. President.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello, Mr. President.
I just wanted to call you to tell you that I opened the present, and I'm delighted to have that razor, and I will now not blame the TV when I have the 5 o'clock shadow.
Well, it's a razor that I was just astounded with. I received it as a Christmas present.
Uh-huh.
I never use an electric razor except...
I don't either. I only use it to sort of shape up.
But I'll tell you honestly, Mr. President, this thing shaves as well as any blade razor I've ever seen.
Does it really?
Try. I think you'll find it's outstanding. I really... At least
well,
for a touch-up.
It's fine. And incidentally, we thought you just handled that very, very gracefully last night, and I am very grateful.
I was glad to have a chance to welcome as his next...
That's right.
What I called you about, sir, before was, you remember my talking to you about my concern about the whole problem of secret documents?
Oh, yes, yeah.
I'd like very much to, if I could have a few minutes with you, maybe Friday or something. Thursday or Friday or sometime to go over a couple of ideas I have with you on this.
Okay. By that time we'll have a chance to sort of see it in perspective too, perhaps. And
this is not specifically about the one incident. This is about an idea I have about a potential way of correcting this whole problem of recurrences in this area.
Mm-hmm.
It basically goes to the situation that the courts have said that they are not qualified themselves to judge what may be harmful to the national security.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking specifically about a tactic involving some possible bipartisan legislation that might close this off in the future, and I'd just like to talk to you briefly about it.
Fine.
If you let me know any time, it'll take about 15 minutes.
Fine. I think Thursday would be fine. I have to be writing on the State of the Union on Friday, so I'll have them get in touch with your office and work it out.
Sir.
Fair enough.
Thank you very much.
Fine. Bye.